invite you to join me as we talk to God.
邀请你们跟我们一起来听神的话。
Dear Lord Jesus Christ, we remember the time when two blind men came to you and asked you for your help, and you said, "What do you really want me to do for you?" And we want to thank you that that's the question you ask each one of us as we go into a new year. The question is, what do you really want me to do for you this year?
让我们讲到了那两个眼睛瞎了的人，他走到你的面前来问说，需要你的，你就是问说你需要我的帮什么样的帮助？那在我们新年这个时候呢，我们也希望大家能够来问这个问题，就是说，你希望我能够为你做什么？
And Lord, our answer is not necessarily that you'll make us happy, but our answer is that you will save us from our sin and that you'll make us like yourself.
那我们在神的里面呢，就是说我们跟神的交通，就是说你不是说他能够给我们多少，但是我们希望他在里面能够让我们的灵魂得救，就让我们能够有平安。
We pray this in Jesus' name, amen.
我们在那个因神的话来那个在耶稣基督里面祷告。
You know, this might come as a shock to you, but I want to tell you there are a lot of unbelievers in the pulpit today.
那今天要讲的就是在我们怎么来相信神的话。
I don't know if you heard the story of a preacher by the name of Ryan Bell.
我们现在讲了一个，是有一个 Ryan Bell 这么一个他在讲道。
Last New Year's Day, he made the following New Year's resolution.
去年的时候他就做了这样一个新年的那个就是一个期望。
He said for the next 12 months,He was going to live as if God did not exist.
他说他将要对后这经下下下面的这十二个月里面呢，那生活呢，就说里面没有神的存在。
That's exactly what the preacher did this last 12 months. He never prayed once. He never read the Word of God once. He never trusted God for anything in his life. He took everything into his own hands.
这个传道人呢，他真的在过下面的这十二个月里面呢，他完全没有对神祷告，也没有学习神的话，也没有把任何事情来交托在神的手里来做。
Well, you say, I would never do that, and I would say I would never do that. But has it ever occurred to you that you and I are in danger of doing precisely the same thing this new year?
虽然你会说说哦，我不会这样子做，我的真的不会这样做。但是你有没有想过呢？也许你真的在生活当中，你就是这样子在做呢
？Listen, you don't need me to tell you that it's so easy to go for days and weeks and maybe even months without ever reading the Word of God, without really praying.
你有没有想过，在那个一天一天的过去当中呢，你也许真的就没有再去念神的话，就这样子过来了。
So I want to do something a little bit different this first Sunday of the new year.
我在这个这新年的第一个星期天，我要做一件不一样的事情。
You see, I got to make a confession. I preach what I need to hear. I don't preach what you need to hear. Many times I preach what I need to hear.
那我要做的祷告呢，就是我要做的那个见证，就是。不是你想要听的，是我想要听到的。
So, today's New Year's sermon is not for you. It's for me. You can listen in if you want, but for a few minutes today, I'm going to preach a New Year's sermon to me.
那牧师说，今天呢，他这个证道呢，他是为他自己来做的。他说，你可以听，但是呢，这个证道不是他特别为你们讲，他是为讲给他自己听的。
So here's the question, Pastor George.Are you in danger of living as if there's no God this year?
那个George 牧师就是说，他这个题就是说，今年他在生活当中没有神的存在。
I invite you to turn in your Bibles to a very familiar parable, Matthew chapter 13. We're going to read verses 3 through 12.
今天要念的经文呢是 马太福音的13章3到12节。
Matthew chapter 13, beginning to read at verse 3. Then he, Jesus, told them many things in parables, saying, a farmer went out to sow his seed, and as he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path, the hard path, and the birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky places where it did not have much soil, sprang up quickly, but because the soil was shallow. But when the sun came up, the plants were scorched, and they withered because they had no roots. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up and choked the plants, but still other seeds fell on good soil, where it produced a crop, 160 or 30 times what was sown. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now the disciples came to him and asked, why do you speak in parables to the people? And he replied, the knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has, will be taken away from him.
马太福音的13章3到12节，第三节， 他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了；有落在土，有落在土间石头地上的，土既不生，发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就枯干了；有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来，把它挤住了；又有落在好土里的，就结实，有100倍的。 有60倍的，有30倍的，有耳可听的，有因就应当听。门徒进来说：“问耶稣说，对众人讲话，为什么用比喻呢？”耶稣回答说：“因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。”所以我用比喻对他们说。
Okay. Recently, a bunch of performing artists who were college students stood at the intersection of a prominent college, and get this, for 90 minutes, they bashed each other with pillows.
在一个艺术表演系学校里面的那些学生呢，他们在一个那个礼堂外面呢，他们 花了90分钟的时间，就是互相在丢那个枕头。
Why were they doing this? They were trying to wake up the public to the following message, that it's important in our culture not to sleep. Don't sleep because there's a war going on.
他们呢这样做的就是想传送一个信息，就是说， 不要睡着了，因为这个世界上有一个战争。
So that gave me an idea for today's New Year's sermon.
这就是我今天要讲的这个新年的一个正道。
I seriously thought, I don't have enough pillows, but I seriously thought of handing out pillows to each one of you, and for the next 20, 25 minutes while I preach, you proceed to bash each other or bash yourself over the head, because basically, the message today is this: whatever you do in the new year, don't sleep, because there's a spiritual war going on.
那就虽然我没有这么多枕头，就我希望说，就是我给你们每一个人一个枕头，然后呢，你们在这个下面的这20分钟、25分钟之间呢，互相来那个丢那个枕头，就是这个信息呢，就是说你们不要睡着了，因为在这个世界上呢，我们有一个灵性上的一个战争。
We're all familiar with the parable that I just read for you, the parable of the seed and the sower. But I want to give a couple practical takeaways for our New Year meditation.
那我们刚刚念的经文里面讲到了这个撒种子的这个事情，但是我们今天要介绍呢，就是我们新年里面要跟你们大家讲的几个道理。
The first principle that Jesus teaches is critically important. He basically says, use it or lose it. Use it or lose it.
那那 个第一个信息要讲呢，就是神在这里面就是告诉我们说，你要用它，或者是你就失去了它。
Look at verse 12. Jesus says, whoever has will be what? Given more, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. Meaning what? He's basically saying, use it or lose it.
所以呢，刚刚这个我们念的经文里面也讲到了说，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。就是说，如果你有了，你不用的话，你也会失去它。
To put a little bit differently, Jesus is teaching here the spiritual law of atrophy, right? If you don't use your muscles, what happens? Your muscles atrophy, but if you use your muscles, then you build yourself up.
那也就是讲到了，就是说，如果你那个你这个不使用你的肌肉的话，你的肌肉就会萎缩；如果说你用的话，就会变更加坚强。
So the first takeaway is this: this year, Jesus challenges you and me to use it, or we'll lose it.
所以在神在这个新年的时候就来那个挑战我们说，如果你要用它的，就是使用它，你就会得到更多。如果不使用它，你就会失去一切。
Okay, Jesus here describes four different hearers of the word and how they react. And I want to ask four questions which reflect each of these four categories for just a few minutes today.
所以我们这里呢，今天要跟大家问四个问题，这每一个问题呢，都是提醒大家一个道理。
Question number one, Jesus is asking this. Will you allow the word of God to merely bounce harmlessly off your life this year?
你是不是希望说神因着神的话能够让你的生活里面有那个无害的那个情景？
That's what he's warning about in verse 4, right? As a farmer was scattering seed, some fell along what? Hard path. And a seed bounced right off. Here's the thing. The question is this. Will you allow the word of God to bounce harmlessly off of you this year? Or will you apply the word of God in a radical way to your own life?
所以我们刚刚念到说，这些撒的种子它掉在那个硬石上，它就那个弹掉了，就没有发芽。那如果说你今天用神的话到了你的身上，如果说你没有接受，就是也是这样子让它弹掉了，就是没有在你的身上那个起作用的话，会怎么样呢？
That brings me to a second question for this year.
那就是讲到第二个问题。
Has the word of God begun to grow in your life so that you'll be able to handle pressure in this new year?
那我们第二个问题要讲的就是说，神的话是不是在你的里面能够成长呢？能够生根发芽呢？如果说这样的话，就是你可以，你的生活就是不一样。
That's really what Jesus is getting at in verses 20 and 21. If you have your Bibles, notice he says this: the one who receives the seed that fell on rocky places is the person who hears the word, at once receives it with joy. But listen to this, but when trouble comes, literally in the Greek, when pressures come into that person's life, he falls away.
所以这里就讲到了，在二十节里面说，撒在石头上的就是人听了道，当下欢喜领受，只因心里没有功，根不过是暂时的，这自为就是遭了患难。
So once again, the question here is, has the word of God begun to really grow in your life so that you'll be able to handle the pressures that are going to come into your life this year?
所以神的话是不是真的在你的心里生根发芽，所以能够呢在你的生活当中你能够很轻松的来面对压力。
Probably most of us here are glad Christmas is over, but I one of the criticisms I have of Christmas is, you know, the manger scenes that you've seen so many manger. The manger scenes that I see are too romantic.
所以圣诞节呢才刚刚过去了，像就在圣诞期间的时候呢，大家可能会看到很多马槽，那个婴孩的这个马槽，这些这个是太那个浪漫的一个情景。
The scenes are way too serene, way too peaceful.
这样子的情景是相当平安的。
They're not realistic at all.
这不是真实的。
Someone has said, and I agree with them, that the manger scene should be mangier, if you know what I mean.
所以他就觉得说这个马槽的这个景象呢应该是比较就是不是这么那个平安的这一种。
Let me illustrate what I'm trying to get at. There's a myth that believes that because Jesus was born of a virgin, Mary had no labor pains when she bore baby Jesus.
那这里讲到说那个耶稣呢是从圣女玛丽生出来，所以他就没有经历这个痛苦的那个生产过程。
So, it wasn't messy. It wasn't painful, you know, because she was the Virgin Mary and it was a virgin birth. She had no labor pains, and when Jesus was born, she popped right up without any problem whatever, and she attended to Jesus. That's the view some people actually.A lot of theologians teach that there were no labor pains for Mary.
So, 很多人呢，就是想象当中，就是耶稣基督的诞辰呢，是对玛丽来说没有经过任何这些痛苦的经历，就好像很轻松的这个耶稣就这样生出来了。
I don't see any evidence whatever that the Bible teaches this. I would suggest that. If you were to see a realistic picture of what Mary was like after she had given birth to Jesus, you know, her hair would be messed up, you know, all over the place. It wouldn't, and she would be, during the birth, giving the birth of Jesus, I'm sure like any other mother, probably she let out some real screams of pain.
所以你可以其实想象说这个玛丽在生产过程当中呢，她经历那个很多，所以她的头发也是乱乱的，然后她那个其实是有经历过这样子的一个痛苦的过程的。
And that brings us to Joseph.
那这里也就讲到的约瑟。
You know, the manger scene depicts Joseph as being just this cool guy who's sitting there really calm. Let me tell you something. I believe Joseph was a nervous wreck.
有的人想象说，哦，那个 Joseph 就是那个约瑟，就坐在那边是很那个轻松的、很镇定的坐在那里。其实他可能是紧张的不得了的。
All of you dads who've been part of the birth of your kid, you're a nervous wreck, right? And can you imagine? Here's Joseph has been told by an angel that his wife to be is going to bear none other than God.And it all depends on him. He's a nervous wreck. I hope nothing happens. He was a nervous wreck during the birth of Jesus Christ.
其实你可以想象说，那个约瑟呢，其实是非常紧张的，在经历这件事，就好像你们在座的很多当过父亲的人一样，你在那个太太要生产的时候，你是非常非常紧张那个。
And that brings us to Jesus.
那就耶稣就这样子诞
生了。You know,How Jesus is sort of sleeping very peacefully in all the manger scenes.
所以呢，耶稣就那个很那个平安的躺在这个马槽里面。
I'll bet you the truth is that he was red-faced and he was crying like crazy, like any newborn baby does.
也许他就跟很多这个新生儿一样的，那个脸色红红的，然后就在那里哭。
You know, Jesus has this perfectly shaped head, but maybe. His head was misshaped as a result of having to go through the birth canals. So you see what I'm trying to say? The realistic picture of the birth of Jesus Christ is a picture of blood and sweat and tears.
所以呢，其实我们说看到了一个那个很安详平安的景象，这是不现实的。现实当中的这个生产过程呢是非常那个痛苦那个所以你应该是看到了是有血有汗有那个痛苦的挣扎这些。
And so the second question that Jesus asks us is, has the word of God grown in your heart to the point?Where you will be able to handle the pressures of life in this new year.
所以我们这里就讲到说，神的话、神的爱在你的心里有没有生根发芽，给你支持，所以你能够来面对这所经历的压力。
That brings us to the third question that we need to ask from this parable.
这里又讲到第三个问题我要问的。
Here it is. Am I just like everyone else around me, worshiping the same counterfeit gods that the world worships?
我是否跟那个其他的人一样的在那个跟世上的其他人一样在那个崇拜那个就是不是真的那个神呢？
That's really what Jesus is getting at in verse 22. If you look at your Bibles at verse 22, he says, the one who received the seed that fell among thorns is the person who hears the word, but what happens? The worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word and makes it unfruitful.
在22节里面就告诉我们说，撒在荆棘里的就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。
There's a saying that's considered really cool with the millennials today. And you know what it is? I'll sleep when I'm dead.
那这里有一个就是讲到了在新世纪里面说，我在就是睡觉睡着的时候就死去了。What
is the saying, I'll sleep when I'm dead mean? It means I'm going to be in a hurry. I'm going to worship the gods of money, the gods of our age, and I'll sleep when I'm dead.
所以他这里讲到说，在我们在追求这钱财啦，这等等这些的时候，我就是那个在死里面睡着了。
You know, my son works in Hawaii, and he starts work at 6 in the morning, and he'll get home about 7:30 at night. What are you doing? You're working a 13-14-hour day. But that's the whole concept of our culture. Americans are always in a hurry.
所以我们就讲说，那个美国人就是生活都是非常的匆忙紧张。就像我的儿子在夏威夷，他早上六点起来上，做工，一直要到晚上七点钟，说做13-14个小时的工，所以说真的生活是非常忙乱的。You
know, whenever I want to talk to someone, you know, the person says, "I'd love to talk, but not right now." Americans are running, 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 and the question is, to where and for what?
所以美国人呢，就常常在匆忙当中。你有时候要跟一个人讲几句话，他说：“哎呀，我已经很匆忙，我在赶时间了。”就好像美国人一直在那个奔走匆忙，那个不知道在为什么。
I want to tell you something. You're going to spend three things this coming year.
我要告诉你，在这个新年里面要有做三件事情。
You know what the three things are? You're going to spend your time, and you're going to spend your money, and you're going to spend your attention.
所以这三件事情里面呢，你要做的就要把你的精力放上去做，把你的钱财放上去做，把然后完全全心全意的来做。
And the question is, how are you going to spend your time? You've got to spend time with God. How are you going to spend your money? You've got to give money to God's work. And mostly, how are you going to spend your attention? Is your attention going to be on the counterfeit gods, or is your attention going to be focused on Jesus Christ?
所以这三件事情你要做的时候，就是说你怎么样来花你的时间，你的时间是要花在与神的交通上。你怎么样来花你的钱，你的钱是应该花在荣耀神的事情上。你怎么样来关注你周围的一切，你应该要把你的关注放在神的身上，是真神的身上。
The final takeaway from today's parable is this. As we start a new year, we've got to hit the reset button spiritually in our lives.
所以我们在开始新年的时候，我们要对我们在神里面的一个成长，要再按这个就是重新开始的这一个按键。
Quincy Jones and a friend of his were once standing, have everything that this world has to offer, and they were standing out on the Mediterranean. They were looking out over the beautiful Mediterranean one day.
那这个，Quincy Jones，他就在那个中世纪的这个一个地方呢，就是他站在那边看的这个。And
his friend turned to Quincy Jones and he says, "Ah, it's great to be alive."
他的朋友呢就说，哎呀，这太好了，我们还活着。
And Quincy Jones looked at him puzzled and he said, what did you just say? Did you say it's great to be alive? It's not great to be alive. It's critical that you be alive this year.
所以那个那 Quincy Jones 就是回答说，这不是说你很不错，你那个还活着，这个还活在，这是非常那个那个关键的是你活在这个世界上。
I want to say as we close today, it's not optional for you to hit the reset button. You really have to hit it for Jesus Christ.
所以对我在这个新年的时候要告诉你们说，按这个重新来过的这个案件呢，不是给你的一个选择，是你必须要做的。
As I was meditating on this parable, I had a very sobering thought. The big idea of this parable is this: one day, Jesus is going to separate the sheep from the sheep.
我们在这重新那个理解这段经文的时候，就是说有一天呢耶稣基督呢会来那个分管这些羊，是从这些羊，从那些羊里面分出来。
In Matthew chapter 25, you remember Jesus says at the final judgment he's going to separate the sheep from the goats. You remember that?
所以那个马修二十五章里面有讲过说他要把那个羊从这个那个羊群里面分出来。
And that doesn't bother me because all of us here today identify we're one of the sheep, right? None of us here today. I'm one of the goats. We say, I'm one of the sheep. So hearing that one day Jesus is going to separate the sheep from the goats doesn't bother me.
So, if we say, we're going to be a sheep, we're going to be a choice of a sheep. So, we hope that in one day, you don't need to be afraid of which sheep.
There's a prophetic passage in Ezekiel chapter 34, and the big idea of today's parable is the same. One day, Jesus is going to also separate the sheep from the sheep, because everyone in this parable considers themselves a sheep, right?
所以我们说在经文里面也讲到了说有一天呢，就是神会就是从这些羊里面选择羊，那我们说我们这里的每一个人都是羊，所以我们希望我们做这个是被选择的羊。
What I'm saying here is there might be some sheep who think they're sheep but who will miss out on heaven.
那我要讲的是，也许呢是在座有些人，你以为你是那个羊，但是也许你不是这样子的。
I want to tell you as we close, it's not great to be alive this year. It's crucial to be alive for Jesus Christ.
所以我们讲说，今年不是说你那个活着就好了，是非常关键的是你要活着为神而活。
Happy New Year.
新年快乐。